Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from the show, it'll be on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Smartwithyourmoney.com. I like that site. It tells a lot about the show and what we stand for.
Yeah, yep.
And also, be sure and visit our Facebook page.
Right.
Doug Haldeman Show. Look us up on Facebook. Hit the like button because it's going to give you updates every time we do a new blog post with some of this information and become one of the over 3,000 people that have liked us on there.
Right.
Which is a great turnout on there. Well, yeah. I am joined today by my trusted co-host, Tammy Haldeman, my wife, and my co-host and cohort.
In whatever crime we can commit, that's legal. Right.
So your voice is a little bit hoarse this week.
I'm not going through transgender process, so don't freak out.
It's not transgender. It's not it's not puberty, that's for sure.
Nope.
Not quite a menopause. Just a
maybe
sickness.
I'm just competing with you with your low voice. Maybe that's what it is.
The low voice. How low can you go? A little Barry White voice for you.
Yeah, there you go. Sunday afternoon, Barry White, never too late to start that.
Well, speaking of menopause, Tammy.
Great.
That you're not at yet.
Right.
But somebody who is, it's the baby boomer generation.
That's okay? True.
And that's the generation, the baby boomers, that we see that may want to really strongly consider downsizing their house.
Right, right.
Okay, because when we look at how complicated life can be, having a big house can be very complicated. I mean, it is a complication. So how can you simplify your life? And that is one of the ways that somebody can simplify their life is to downsize. So I want to go through, we've kind of broken this down to six reasons why a baby boomer may want to downsize.
Well, first of all, I wanted to share this stat. Did you know that the boomers will turn 65 at a rate of about 8,000 a day for the next 18 years?
Wow. 8,000 a day.
For the next 18 years. That's crazy.
That's a big generation.
That's a huge generation. So it's kind of cool, though. Think about. So, you know, if you have parents that are entering this, you may want to perk your ears a little bit, too.
Well, and a lot of people got a big, large family home whenever their kids were home. And there are some people that even bought the big family home thinking that they want it for the big occasions, the Christmases and the things when all the kids come home.
Well, sure. I find myself thinking about that, too.
Yeah, it's nice to have that, but you don't necessarily need a huge home with a ton of bedrooms.
Mm-mm.
You just need a few living areas that can have that.
Especially if you don't want them to live with you.
Right. Yeah, too many bedrooms. The boomerang kid may just come right back around into your basement.
That's right.
All right, so let's jump in. So our 6 points of why a baby boomer may want to downsize. So number one is a smaller house equals a smaller mortgage.
That sounds good, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. So generally a smaller home could translate into smaller monthly mortgage payment.
Mm-hmm.
And when you've lived in your large family home for many years and you built up sizable home equity, you may want to be able to cash out on that and purchase a smaller, less expensive home, even possibly eliminating the mortgage entirely.
Sounds better.
Now, you're always going to have a mortgage payment. I want to make sure that's clear to everybody. You're always going to have a mortgage payment because you're always going to have taxes and insurance.
Oh, okay.
That's never going to go away. That's even if your mortgage is paid off, it still costs you something to live there. And if the bigger house that you're in, the higher your taxes and insurance.
And also depending on the county that you live in or
right. So,
city.
Yeah, because sometimes they'll see where somebody, they've worked their way up and they buy that $800,000 house and they may only have a $300,000 mortgage on it, but you still have taxes and insurance based on that $800,000 house.
Right.
Which is a significant amount of money.
Right. So, and if you're a child of a boomer and you're finding yourself over cutting grass, taking care of house repairs, doing all that stuff, it may be time to get them to consider a smaller home.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And when it's time to search for that smaller home, this is a great time for home scouting.
Yeah, that's true.
We talked about home scouting a lot on the show. You know, two things. One is if you want a realtor to help you find that house and how to sell yours, then you need to reach out and contact us, because we can set you up with some of the best realtors in St. Louis, and one that you can interview. And Tammy and I don't have any vested interest in that except for screening through to make sure that we would only make an introduction
if it's somebody
that, right, it's somebody that we have to really trust before we're going to make an introduction. Okay. So the other option there is home scouting. We've talked a lot on this show that if you want to be able to search for homes or see what your neighbors are selling for, then visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look at the home search tab, and you can look for home scouting and sign up on there, or you could even do it on your smartphone. All you have to do is just go to your app store or go to Google Play, search for home scouting, download it, and then it's going to ask for a VIP code. The VIP code is Doug H, D-O-U-G and the letter H. So anyway, that's a quick way to be able to start searching for the home. So next, number two on our list, Tammy.
Reduce monthly expenses. You know, downsizing your home also downsizes your monthly expenses. So you just think basically about the utility bills themselves. As Doug mentioned before, the taxes, insurance, they're going to end up reducing. And really just the general upkeep and maintenance, it should be more affordable.
Right, which actually brings us right into number three is to shed the burden of home upkeep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because a smaller house is going to mean less maintenance. Mm-hmm. And you may even want to go into a villa or something where all of the exterior maintenance is included in your association fees and not have to mess with it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely one way to go.
Or move to Florida.
Right.
Not have to deal with snow.
Well, although after we go through the next one, they may choose not to do that.
So anyway,
getting rid of all that maintenance, I think, is a really good, that is one of the best ways to simplify your life. You think about how many weekends you spend doing work on your house. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of time.
A townhome definitely is a possibility because, like you just said, it's just low maintenance.
All right. And number four, Tammy, what's on your list?
Just downsizing to a more affordable town. It's a great opportunity to just move to a less expensive metro area. Just, you know, find a city that gives you more bang for your buck. You know, if you're going to retire, you have an empty nest, you don't have to be in the best school district anymore. You know, maybe you want to be out in the country somewhere, smell the fresh country air.
How come our kids never think that country air is fresh?
Yeah, there is a couple spots we drive that they're like, what is that?
Is that a skunk? Is that you smell
that
cattle?
That is cow. Cow manure.
I love that smell. Smells like home to me as a farm kid.
You know, and another idea is a hot retirement community. That's another opportunity to not only get your social life back on and have a small community that you can just connect with right there.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And in case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're broadcasting from the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios, and we're talking about the six reasons why a baby boomer may want to downsize. So number five on our list is a lifestyle upgrade, because now all of a sudden, as you're an empty nester, you have a little more time on your hands because you're not doing like Tammy and I have to do, and that's run kids from one event to another, run the wheels off your car. So you actually have more time for yourself, and you may want that lifestyle upgrade to have, you know, have time to travel, have time to, you know, go play golf, play tennis, bike, outdoor activities. All of those things.
Buy a boat and sail the world.
Right.
That's what my mom's parents or friends did.
Really?
They bought a sailboat and they've sailed all around. So
sounds a little dangerous.
I don't know where they are right now.
Lost at sea.
It's interesting life. Yeah. So there's so many things you can do. It's a cool opportunity.
So,
number six. Yeah. Less stuff and more life. You know, it's funny because I think of that Rubbermaid commercial and how they, you know, you remember that where they... The commercial was all the family has this disorganization. They buy all these Rubbermaid tubs and put stuff in it. And then they're like, we need more stuff. I'm like, no.
It just seems like,
I don't
yeah,
need
now
more
you have
stuff.
All this extra space.
So, you know, just getting like purging and things that you haven't dealt with in years, you know, your kids' clothes that were from whatever grade they were in.
That you're saving for the grandkids
yeah.
that are, and it's going to be out of style
it's
anyway.
Not, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's interesting because, Tammy, you've seen my mom's house. And my mom could never downsize because she won't get rid of the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And without getting rid of the stuff, the only time it's going to be dealt with is when somebody passes away and you pull up the 30-yard dumpster and you start throwing all the junk in it because that's where most of the things belong.
Yeah, and you just really don't need it.
You really don't need it. You know, with many of those things, simplify your life. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's the whole reason to downsize is to live simply, mm-hmm. okay, and just start to cut all the fat out.
I purge a lot.
And so, not with your meals.
No.
Make sure we're specific there.
Just to give back to the community, it's a great way to, you know, go. And I actually work with a domestic violence group that when they have a need, then I provide clothes for them. I collect all of our stuff and things like that. So there's a way you can give back to the community, whatever your choice is.
So if you'd like to see our list of the 6 reasons why a baby boomer may want to downsize, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. And if you want some advice on how to personally navigate yourself through that situation, you're that baby boomer and you want to know what's the best way to sell your house and buy the next one, how much mm-hmm. of your equity should you put into the next place, that's my specialty. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's where you really should reach out to me. Come sit down with me. And we've had a lot of listeners of the show that have reached out. We've sat with several of them this week, actually.
Yeah.
And Tammy, I know you get to meet some of them in my office. Yeah. So reach out to me. You can text or call me on my cell phone at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. And on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com, you actually can fill out our contact form in there and shoot me a message on it if you'd like to. So coming up, okay, we're going to talk about the 6 steps to buying a home that will increase in value. It's not we're going to take the guesswork out of that so you can make sure that the home that you buy will be a wise investment because it will increase in value. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show, broadcasting from the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios on FM News Talk 97.1.